Welcome to Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world.
3, 2, 1, welcome.
On episode 14, we look at the potential of American soccer. Globally, the U.S. sports market is viewed as the greatest sports economy on earth. The U.S. has universities with American football stadiums that exceed 100,000 in seating capacity. High schools feature stadiums that are nicer and larger than many pro stadiums around the world. When it comes to commercial interest in soccer, the American youth soccer market is estimated to be worth at least $5 billion annually, according to the CEO of U.S. Club Soccer. To put this in perspective, annually, the American youth soccer economy is larger than the German Bundesliga, the first division pro league in Germany. The demographics in the U.S. are also rapidly changing in a favorable way when it comes to the number of people in the U.S. who identify with soccer or global football as their preferred sport of choice. Also, the U.S. doesn't lack for infrastructure. We're one of the few countries in the world that don't require major infrastructure improvements in order to host major soccer events such as the World Cup, Copa America, and others. The interest in global soccer is at an all-time high in the U.S. International club friendlies regularly draw 100,000 in attendance, a number that MLS franchises are unable to get anywhere near attracting on a regular basis. The U.S. has the interest, the money, the talent, and the ability to become the greatest soccer country on earth. It's not that the U.S. doesn't like soccer, it's that Americans don't like the system in place within U.S. soccer, whether we realize it or not. Thanks for listening. Until next time.